Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tony Bautista. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Brosius. Batting third. The right fielder, Geronimo Barroa. Batting fourth. The DH, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brian Lesher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ernie Young. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ariel Prieto. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Aldert. And now, play ball. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bautista strikes out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brosius strikes out. Two outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barroa hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops it up and throws to first, with Prieto covering, for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Becker takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lesher strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Giambi hits a pop-up towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Batista batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Batista is 0 for 1 in the game. Batista hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Myers hits a line drive into right field. Baroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Batista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosius hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Baroa hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lesher is 0 for 1 in the game. Lesher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first, with Aldird covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brosius fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Batista fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Starhowiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive towards first. Giambi catches it and steps on first to double up Kelly. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bautista is 0 for 2 in the game. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0 for 2 in the game. Brosius hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Barroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts towards third. Brosius fields it and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bautista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire is hit by the pitch. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lesher is 0 for 2 in the game. Lesher bunts towards third. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to second. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0 for 2 in the game. Giambi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Starhowiak for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly is hit by the pitch. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Batista fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Batista batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Batista is 0 for 3 in the game. Batista hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhowiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Lesher. Mears reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baroa. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Mears scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brocious is 0 for 3 in the game. Brocious hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baroa is 0 for 3 in the game. Baroa hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Baroa moves to third. Kerwin Moore pinch runs for Mark McGuire. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Moore steals second. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lesher is 0 for 2 in the game. Lesher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mike Trombley now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giambi is 0 for 3 in the game. Giambi hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Herrera now playing right field. Mark Acker now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Buddy Groom now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Lesher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck pinch hits for Greg Myers. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Walbeck now catching. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bordick bunts towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Knobloch covering, for the out. Young moves to second. 1 out. Dave Stevens now pitching. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista is 0 for 4 in the game. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. 2 outs. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brocious is 0 for 4 in the game. Brocious hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Giambi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Becker hits a fly ball into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Herrera hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Matt Stairs pinch hits for Kerwin Moore. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stairs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lesher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lesher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lesher for the out. Herrera moves to third. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-4 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops it up and throws to first, with Corsi covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Chip Hale pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Mike Moeller now pitching. Brian Raba pinch hits for Chip Hale. Brian Raba is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raba hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Batista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Raba now playing third base. Jeff Rabiule now playing first base. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-4 in the game. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Young bunts towards first. Rabiule fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Knobloch covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lesher. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Batista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a line drive into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.